Krista Donovan with the Up North Report. After more than 7 months, the Red Lake Nation returned a vintage aircraft to a Roseau pilot Wednesday. The plane went down last October after an engine failure above Lower Red Lake en route to Bemidji at about 3,500 feet. No one was injured in the emergency landing, but Red Lake Tribal Police impounded Darren Smedsmo's airplane on the grounds that the landing violated the band's airspace rules as well as endangered public safety. The issue gained the attention of international media and pilots' associations, particularly regarding the rights of pilots when making emergency landing decisions.
Yeah, I think justice prevailed. Cooler has prevailed. It took a while, took longer than it should have, but I'm pleased.
The Red Lake Nation has a 1978 resolution that bars any aircraft flying below 20,000 feet to oppose low-flying military exercises following the Cold War era military tests around the Big Bog Recreation Area in Waskish. In an announcement last fall, the band stated it welcomed the Federal Aviation Administration for guidance on its airspace resolution. The Minnesota Star Tribune reported in May that the FAA threatened to take the tribe to federal court if the plane wasn't returned. A request for comment from Red Lake's legal counsel was not returned as of Thursday afternoon. Smedsmo gave KAXC a letter from Red Lake Prosecution. In it, Chief Prosecutor Agama Nadeau wrote that as the only fully closed Indian reservation in the U.S., the Red Lake Nation, quote, takes its responsibility to exercise its sovereignty very seriously, and that the decision to return the plane is the result of the Red Lake Nation's responsible exercise of its inherent sovereignty. Smedsmo says restoration work is underway for the element-exposed airplane with hopes to showcase it at an event in Oshkosh later this summer.
I've been encouraged, even if I can't fly it down there, to trailer down there because it's kind of a famous little airplane now.
More than 60% of Medicaid providers in Minnesota's, quote, high-risk service areas will be disenrolled after the Department of Human Services announced the results of a review Thursday. The review spanned all 87 counties for 13 identified services among nearly 5,600 providers, which included adult day services, autism therapy, and independent living support. More than 3,400 providers were notified they will be disenrolled, mostly due to incomplete or inaccurate data and failed site visits, with a few owners failing background checks. DHS stated that 59 providers were referred to the Office of Inspector General for further review. In the months-long review, more than 2,000 were revalidated and will continue to provide Medicaid services without interruption, DHS reported in the news release. Minnesota's social services fraud issues have continued to be cited as the cause for withholding federal dollars and the impetus for Operation Metro Surge. DHS claims they had 5 months to complete the review, while the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services gave the rest of the nation 2 years to complete the same process. The review was part of Minnesota Revalidate 2026, an effort to convince the CMS to reverse course on its threat to withhold over $2 billion in annual Medicaid funding for low-income Minnesotans. We're in the thick of spring sports state tourney season. Chelsea Perkins brings us the latest results from the rural northern Minnesota schools.
The Rock Ridge boys tennis team took fourth place in their sixth straight state tournament Wednesday. Rockridge was the number 3 seed in Class A and started the tournament by blanking Minnewaska. In their next match, they fell to St. Paul Academy, marking only their second loss of the season. Playing Cotter in a close third match, the Wolverines swept the 3 doubles matches but lost the 4 singles flights. More to come on individual tournament results as it wraps up Friday. Area high school golfers are also gearing up for state. Both the girls and boys golf teams from the Rock Ridge and Detroit Lake school districts qualified this year. 5 other rural northern Minnesota teams and nearly 90 student athletes in total will compete Tuesday and Wednesday on courses in and around the Twin Cities. It's the second year in a row that both teams qualified for DL, with the Rock Ridge girls also qualifying last year. Also headed to state for the boys' team competition are Brainerd, Frazee, and Manomanwaubin, while the other qualifying girls' teams include Badger, Greenbush, Middle River, and Walker, Hackensack, Akeley. Chelsea Perkins, KAXC News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXC News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.